Parshas Chayesor, we read about the passing of Avraham and Sarah, the founders of the Jewish people. The Torah gives us their precise ages when they passed away. Sarah was 127 years old, and Avraham was 175 years old. But in stating these ages, the Torah does not simply cite a sum total. Rather, it divides it into the three units of hundreds, tens, and singles, mentioning each one separately. The first verse thus begins, and the life of Sarah was Meyer Shono, 100 years, the Ephraim Shono, and 20 years, the Sheva Shonim, and 7 years. Shnei Chaye Sarah, these were the years of Sarah's life. Now, why this division into units? Our sages explain that this comes to teach us that the three units are separate yet interrelated entities. Each of these units normally has a unique quality of its own. They are different stages in human life and development. The age of 100 years is one of maturity and serenity, when one has overcome the fleeting passions and distractions of material pursuits. Thus it signifies tzidkus, righteousness, saintliness, spirituality, withdrawal. The age of 20 is the prime of life, signifying strength, physical beauty, active involvement in daily life. The age of 7 is the age of childhood, the beauty of childhood signifying innocence, purity, sinlessness. In the case of Sarah, however, these three stages overlapped one another. At the age of 100, she was still as she was at 20, and at 20, as she was when 7, and in reverse. At the age of 7, she had already the good qualities of the age of 20, and at 20, those of the age of 100. In other words, she showed the perfections and advantages of each of these stages at every one of them. She achieved and retained perfection throughout her life. As the Medrash puts it, just as the righteous are whole, perfect, and unblemished, so too are their years, the days of their lives. The significance of this passage is the importance of time. A famous medieval proverb admonishes men, Odom doyek al ibud domov, ve'eino doyek al ibud yomov. Man worries about the loss of his wealth, but not about the loss of his time. Yet domov choizrim, yomov einam choizrim. His wealth can always be restored, but not so time that has been lost. In the early stages of the life cycle, we get caught up in a pursuit of self-gratification. In the days of youth, it is having fun, entertainment, games. Later, it is the material wealth, ambition in business, social or professional status. We do recognize the value and validity of spiritual pursuits, of communal obligations and commitments, of the less tangible goals and ends of ultimate values, as opposed to the transient here and now. But we tend to postpone them, to delay them for a later time of retirement. The years of childhood are seen as expendable. The years of 20 and up, through middle age, are seen as the years of material opportunities, which we do not want to miss out on. As for tzidkus, piety, saintliness, giving as opposed to taking, that we schedule in for the years of retirement, for the golden age, when we become senior citizens and are free from the ambitions of the day-to-day competition. The lives of our ancestors, therefore, teach us otherwise. We must not waste, downgrade, or even delay spiritual opportunities any more than material ones. All our years can be good years, productive and wholesome. The qualities and advantages of each stage in life are not limited to any particular period. They can and must be retained and utilized throughout. The days of our life, time, is a most precious commodity. When we look back at the sum total of our life, we should be able to summarize it, as the very first verse in this parsha does, with the seemingly repetitive phrase of the years of Sora's life. For as Rashi explains it to me, this is an indication that all the years of her life were equally good.